A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept, because it neither sees nor knows him. But you know him, because he remains in you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live in you. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. And whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." The Gospel of the Lord. Recently, I read a touching example of what Christians are supposed to look like. A few years ago, a group of salesmen went to a regional sales convention in Chicago. They had assured their wives that they would be home in plenty of time for Friday night dinner. In their rush through the airport, one of these salesmen inadvertently kicked over a table which held a display of apples. Apples flew everywhere. Without stopping or looking back, they all managed to reach the plane just in time, all but one. He told the others to go on without him and went back to where the apples were, all over the floor. He was glad he did this. The 16-year-old girl, the apple seller, was blind. She was softly crying, tears running down her cheeks, as she groped for her spilled produce, the crowd swirling around her, rushing to their flights. The salesman knelt on the floor with her, gathered up the apples, put them back on the table, and helped organize her display. He set aside the bruised and battered apples in a separate basket, and when he had finished, he pulled out his wallet and said to the girl, "Here, take this $40 for the damage." "Are you okay?" She nodded through her tears. He continued, "I hope we didn't spoil your day too badly." As the salesman started to walk away, the bewildered, wide, blind girl called out to him, "Mister." He paused and turned to look back. She continued, "Are you Jesus?" He couldn't get that question out of his head for days. It was such a simple, small-scale event, but it made him see clearly what following Christ was really all about. Love one another as I have loved you. To be a Christian is to be another Christ. Being like Christ is too much for us. He was true man, but he was also true God, something that is far beyond our limited reach. If we depend just on our own strength, intelligence, and personality, we will never be able to fulfill the commandments that Jesus has given us, not all the time, and certainly not every day. That which motivated the one salesman and not the others to go back and repair the damage done to the blind girl's cart was certainly a sign that something was at work in him, or should I say someone, that was not at work in the others. Without divine help, we can easily become self-centered, frustrated, burnt out, angry, and depressed. We were never meant to do it alone. Jesus knows that we can't do it alone. That's why he invented the sacrament of confirmation, the sacrament of supernatural strengthening. In the reading from the book of Acts, Philip the deacon preaches the gospel in Samaria and baptizes a huge number of converts. At the beginning of their Christian lives, that's their decision to become Christ followers. But when the news gets back to the apostles in Jerusalem, Peter and John make a special trip out to Samaria in order to call down the Holy Spirit upon them to administer the sacrament of confirmation. This is what Jesus was speaking about when he promised that after he returned to heaven, an event that we will commemorate this week on Ascension Thursday, he would send us an advocate to be with us always. The advocate is the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Blessed Trinity, who resides in our hearts. This is Christ's greatest gift to us, our own inner source of supernatural light and strength, to live out the great commandment of Christian charity. That same Spirit will make Christ present again in this Mass when we receive Christ in the Eucharist. Let's thank God for this great gift, and let's ask for the grace to live by the power of the Holy Spirit, just like Christ, loving one another as He has loved us. And maybe, just maybe, someone may mistake you for Jesus.